Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
How you doing?
Hey,
how you doing?
Jared Payton.
I always feel smarter when I get off the phone with you guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Former NFL running back.
And Payton will hit Pater. Touchdown, Titans.
College football national champion.
Well, Miami has erased all doubts about the national champion.
Son of Walter Payton.
Yes, still celebrating in the ring, ladies and gentlemen. The bad guy raised him up, along with Walter Payton and Walter's son,
sports anchor for WGN.
Your experience playing running back in the league, how do you feel about when and where gun runs should be used?
You know what? I can't stand them. I literally can't stand them. I just think they need to line it up in the eye, and they got to keep figuring out whether it's ISO, whether it's outside zone, whatever is working.
We got Jumbo with Kramer in the backfield.
The mini fridge. Kramer, the fullback.
Running God's play down there was pretty good.
The Jared Payton Show today.
Jared Payton with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
JP is the man. You can check him out on Channel 9. GN Sports is an awesome show. And he's become a great contributor here at The Score. He joins us now on the Spiegel and Holmes Show. What's up, JP?
Hey, fellas. Let me just tell you, man. That's Montez. Oh, my God. Dude, as soon as I heard Shane's voice, I was taking a sip of my Diet Pepsi and literally spit it all out to my monitor in my car, man. I'm still trying to wipe it up. That was, whoever thought I would need, I need another episode like right now.
Worried about both your monitor and the loss of the quality Diet Pepsi. Jared,
yeah, don't worry about it. We're cleaning it up. It's all good. How you fellas doing, man?
We're good, man. We're good, man. We love That's Montez. We love Montez. We even enjoy the way the Flues talks about Montez. He's enjoying him. By the way, Montez needs to have a big week this week, by the way.
Didn't see a lot of Montez in last week's game.
I think the matchup last week was a tough one for Montez, and they focused on it. This week, in terms of the tackle, ought to be a little bit easier. But Jared, he's got to show up, doesn't he?
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the biggest things that I've been talking about and that we've been talking about on GN Sports is this, you know, you look at Montez and what he means. And even coming into this year, you guys, you know, having those conversations. I mean, you expect so much with all the addition, especially on the offensive side. But the one person that you thought was going to be consistent and that dominance was going to be there was Montez Sweat. And that hasn't happened this season. So at some point, Montez has got to be Montez and come out and and start figuring out how to get after the quarterback. And to me, this week is – the Sunday is kind of sketching out to be that right time for him. So hopefully he can get going, because that just adds another element to that defense. But I also know when you are good in this game, man, people try to take you out, man. They scheme on you all the time, and it is tough. So to be dominant in the NFL, going up against the best of the best, it's not always easy, but the good ones find a way at some point to kind of get theirs.
How much fun is it, since we're talking about the defensive line, to watch Andrew Billings?
Oh, man. I mean, I'd be afraid. Like, if I was a running back and knowing, just seeing how much room and how much space he occupies on that line, it's phenomenal. It's just to be able to have a run stopper like that on a defense, and a guy that just starting to – that he just feels it, to me, is always fun to watch. It's always – I have this battle when I'm watching games, because especially when we're watching Bears games, where I'm trying to focus on the defense, but then an offensive guy, I'm trying to see what the offense is doing too. So it's like this tug and pull. It's hard to miss him when he jumps off the screen of being able to be that guy to kind of plug things up. And Javon Dexter as well, man. Like, guys making plays. That's what you want to see. And to me, the defense, I know Montez has his own show. The defense needs their own show, man. There's so many different kids, right?
I don't know, man. He's moving into programming.
No, I mean, look, a spinoff is totally fine.
That's
how we got Family Matters. Granny, is because it was a spinoff.
Granny gets a show before Javon Dexter. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but Lawrence just said I'm one of the best contributors on the air, man. Like, why can't I help?
I'm in support of this. If you look at some of the great spinoffs of all time, like the Jeffersons,
yes,
right, or Family Matters,
mm-hmm.
Off of Perfect Strangers.
How about Benson? Benson, he was a butler,
and then
on
he became
Soap.
The governor.
Yeah.
We think, because remember, they left the series finale as a cliffhanger.
Hey, real quick, while we got some grudges and beefs going on, who's the producer in Keith? Is that his name?
Yeah,
yeah, for
Keith,
the day.
Yeah, shout out to Keith, man. Great segment off the top. I do got a bone to pick with him, though, man. He's bringing in drinks and bourbon for Wanstead, but he didn't bring me no Hennessy. So him and I, we got beef, man. So he's got to figure out how to get me some Hennessy.
Keith says, get your ass over here, Jared. You never come in studio. You got that little TV job you're worried about.
Hey, Keith. Keith, maybe you know what? Since Keith is having a day, I was thinking about this. Maybe we do this. Maybe he hits me up at one day. Keith comes out to St. Charles, and him and I sit down and have lunch at one of my restaurants on me. Him and I, we'll make it happen.
The arms just got raised from Keith. Keith's pretty excited about it. He's in.
I'm down for that, man. But good, great part. I love the fact that he's there today and kicked off the show perfectly.
Yeah. Well, Keith, you can come to one of my restaurants, but that would just be one that I go to. Jared actually owns the restaurants that he's
right.
talking
he,
about.
He can actually hook you up. And give, you're just coming to our house. Like, that's all we're doing for you. JP, I find myself to be, and I've been talking with Speaks about this for the last few days, I'm a little uncomfortable with this game. And the reason that I'm uncomfortable is because I know that there is at least greatness in Trevor Lawrence. We haven't seen a ton of it over the last couple of seasons, but it's in there. They're not as bad as they look to me. I'd love to know how the Jaguars look to you.
Yeah, I mean, this is a scary game, Lawrence, and you just never really know. But, I mean, the Bears should go over to London and be over there and take care of business. It's always difficult when you're – you know, playing these overseas games and people trying to get acclimated. I know you can go early. The Jags, though, this is what they've been a part of this. They got, even though, you know, you talked about their schedule being altered just a couple hours, still they're used to all this. Trevor Lawrence does have greatness inside of him. They just haven't figured out a way to be able to bring it out on a consistent basis. And I think that's the tough part. I don't, as scared as you are, and I'm always worried about this Bears team week in and week out, I'm not. I don't think I'm worried this Sunday.
Okay,
I think they're gonna go handle biz, man. Like I really do. I think they're gonna go. They're gonna be over there. They're gonna handle their biz and just doing what they have been doing. Even if you consistently and stay diligent in running the football. DeAndre Swift and Roshan have been showing that they can kind of carry the load together, however you want to do it. And then just watching the development of Caleb Williams, man, has got me so excited over for right now, where we are from this game to, I heard you guys talking about the Commanders game. Like, there's something that's here over the next couple of weeks here that we're going to see. But this young man keeps on getting better week in and week out. And yesterday, I couldn't hold back in the office when we were just listening to DJ talk about him being bossy. And to me, I love that about this young man, that he is full on embracing the leadership role and that he's not afraid to get in people's grill if they're not doing it right. If you want to be great, you got to expect greatness. And I love the fact that we're seeing that from a rookie quarterback that wants to be great. Like, this is like all been in the cards. You can't script this out and make a movie. Like, this dude said at one point he wanted to be the first overall pick. And so that passion and excitement that you saw coming out when he's walking out to get that jersey and take the picture with Roger Goodell, that wasn't fake and that wasn't forced. This dude is expecting greatness from himself and how much he puts into his craft. And lo and behold, that he's holding people accountable. Guys like DJ Moore, who are proven in this league, man, you can't – That's the kind of quarterback I want to be playing for.
See, that's really interesting stuff right there from Jarrett Payton. And it reminds us of something we came to believe, if you're following closely to Caleb Williams, pre-draft and then draft. I think this is a guy who has literally been made for this. Like, yes. he wants every bit of this. And that means, that means he has thought about and he is ready for a veteran like DJ Moore to call him bossy and give him some attitude and all of that. And he's ready to smile at that and ready to take it and deal with it and volley back with him a little bit. So in that sense, I loved hearing that dynamic yesterday. Like, go ahead, DJ, say it out loud and smile and do it Caleb's way again next week, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I do. It's crazy to think about, Speaks. Crazy to think about, but it seems like every move from a little kid and from Pee Wee was like a step to where he is now. And like, that's hard, man. I got a 12-year-old and an 8-year-old, both really, really good athletes, man. Like, my daughter and my son, like, really good athletes. Like, I see it in them and what they're doing, but I could only imagine the next level stuff that Caleb has done in every move, every situation. And to get to this point and actually to be here, it's not like he's not just, oh yeah, I made it. Okay, we're good. No, it's like, I made it here. Now I'm here to show people like how good I actually can be. And so there's going to be ups and downs. We've all said that there's going to be ups and downs, but the fact is that this dude is wired differently, where even in those bad moments, he doesn't use them as like these roadblocks. He uses them as stepping stones to something greater. Like, I got stopped here. Well, I'm going to figure out a way to be able to make this into a positive. And that's what I see from him. And you can't, that's something that is not like, it's either in you or it's not in you. That young man has it. And that's what makes him have the ability to be special moving forward.
Obstacles are fuel. That's the way that he seems to take it. Absolutely.
Jared, did you ever feel any of that pressure? Because, you know, we don't talk about it a lot, but you were a soccer prodigy. Did you ever feel any of that pressure where, one, you were going against what your dad was played, and two, that you were one of the best soccer players in the country?
Yes, Lawrence, I really did. I felt the pressure only because people would be yelling at me all the time. I'd run down the soccer field and, like, you know, 12, 13 years old, and people would be like, "You'll never be like your dad." And I would stop, like, taking someone to school on the sideline and be like, "Yeah, well, I'm not even playing the same sport. Like, what are you talking about?" But my pops would always preach to me, "Don't be like me, be better than me." And as a kid, I didn't understand that. Now, as a grown up, he wasn't talking about it as sports. He was just like, "Yo, be yourself, be who you are, but just be a better person to in the world when you walk around." And I take that as a badge of honor and something that I wear on my sleeve every single day. But yeah, it's hard. It's hard on me. And I'm starting to see it's hard on my kids, too. Like, my kids deal with it everywhere. Like, my son's a little bit older. My daughter's about to start feeling it a little bit because she's playing some soccer at a high level. She's playing 2 years up. She's third grade right now. She's third grade. She plays with fourth and fifth graders, but she also plays with sixth graders. So she's like starting to feel it a little bit. And so my thing to them is, man, just stay focused, man. Stay focused and have fun. And if you can do that, don't worry about what your grandpa did, what your dad did. Be you. Be the best version of you that you can be. And if you're having fun, that's all that matters. And that's kind of the way that I live my life.
It's a fascinating topic, actually, because we're filled pro sports right now with the children and the grandchildren of professional players. I mean, when Jackson Holliday hits the bigs for Baltimore, everybody's like, oh, well, that's just because he's Matt Holliday's kid. Oh, no, that in some ways, that's in spite of being Matt Holliday's kid. Like, you got to overcome that stuff mentally and psychologically, right?
Yeah, it is. It's tough. And I talked to my sister, man. We always kind of think about this all the time, like how cool it would be for the two of us to kind of travel around and like actually talk to, you know, other brothers and sisters who are other athletes. You know what I mean? Where like just I could imagine us sitting down with Peyton and Eli, like having that conversation and like just it's very, very interesting to know what other people even. Marcus and Jeffrey Jordan, like I just know my relationship. I was a little bit older than them, but I just know, you know, just what it was like growing up in the shadows of having a famous father that was a GOAT. And then you're trying to find out your own way in whatever you're doing in the same sport. It's difficult, man, but hey, if you love it, you love it, and you got to push through it, but it makes you stronger, honestly.
And plus, sometimes you would just wake up in the middle of the night and Michael Jordan would be at your house because he kept losing at cards.
Dude, I mean, like crazy stories. Like, I just thought about this the other night on the Manning Cast, right? Where Archie was talking about my dad being the best football player that he's ever seen. And then he said that my dad called him to say, like, when Peyton was born a couple of days, weeks after, whatever, he's like, I thank you for naming him after me. And Archie's like, nah, I get it. We spelled it differently. He's like, my dad was like, I know it's love for me. But then lo and behold, when Eli was little, so we were at the Pro Bowl, and it sounded like in the 80s, they were looking for Eli all around the pool area, and they couldn't find him. And Eli told me this a couple of years ago. They couldn't find him. And everybody's freaking out. Where's Eli? Where's Eli? They couldn't find him. Lo and behold, Eli is with my dad on the beach, like building sandcastles, and they all found him with my dad on. It's just crazy. And now that him and Peyton are both Walter Payton Man of the Year Award winners, like how cool is that?
That's amazing.
That's amazing,
man. That is awesome. Young Eli making sandcastles with Walter Payton on the beach. That's outrageous. Did your dad ever take you to England? I'm picturing young Jarrett Payton at Hanbury Manor, where the Bears are playing, getting strolled around jolly old London. No?
No. I only got a chance to go to the Pro Bowl. But, man, playing football overseas in the NFL Europe era when I was there, possibly the best football I've ever played and the most fun that the game has ever been for me. And just, I remember getting on that plane, going to Amsterdam and then flying over, having practice the next day and just trying to like be acclimated to, you know, the time change and playing and like not and eating and getting right on the schedule. So lo and behold, Matt Eberflus getting his team over there early on. I love that because it really does help you going through the process of getting everything on the field right as well and getting your body right to be able to make sure you can perform at a high level.
The Amsterdam Admirals, a major part of the win in World Bowl 13. I forgot about that chapter of Jarrett Payton's life.
Come on, man. World Bowl champ, man. We were World Bowl champs. I was, what else? All first team NFL Europe. So, man, I was balling out there, man. I was like 218 running over people. Man, I was having a good time out there.
That's phenomenal. JP, as always, man, we appreciate you. Thanks so much for joining us. And I hope you're right. I hope you're right and I'm wrong about this game because I'm just uncomfortable. But I'll go with your expertise over mine on this one.
Hey, I know. But I do share, Lawrence, the same distaste that you do with the Vikings right now. Like, they're messing everything up right now, dude. See, everything.
This is why you're one of the best analysts here on the Score, because you actually listen to the product.
I know, it's unbelievable. By the way, Jarrett, we're going to segue to another guest, and you both played in the same game. The Orange Bowl on January 1st, 2004, Miami against Florida State. Our next guest, who's James Coleman, was at Florida State. He only had 2 carries for 9 yards. In this game, Jarrett Payton had 22 carries for 131 yards. Well done.
Yeah, that Orange Bowl MVP. Appreciate you guys, man. Tell him I remember that every time I wake up in the morning and see the trophy. Thank you.
We will do that, JP.
Tyrone Moss.
Jarrett Payton.
Brock Berlin on that team. Roscoe Parrish. Devin Hester. Kellen Winslow Jr. All with on that offensive team with Jarrett Payton. Damn.
When we come back, we will talk with James Coleman. We'll get his thoughts because now he covers the Jaguars. We'll find out if this team is dangerous at all next here on The Score.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.